Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. It says, Benos Tzalafchad, Natlu Shlosha Chalokim, Benachol. The daughters of Tzalafchad, if you remember this from Chumash, their father had died. They were five daughters. There were no sons. And all the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael was going to be going after males, after fathers, families, family heads, tribal heads, etc. And as it was, they would not be at least they thought they would not be receiving any portion on the land. And that means their family's house, their father's house, would be totally left to dissipate when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So what happened was they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu brought it to Hashem, as it were. Hashem said back, they are correct. And they really told them the whole Seder of Nachla that we're talking about in this parak. So, and part of that was when there are no sons available to inherit, then the daughters do. And daughters in general inherit nowadays also. But in this case, the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, it was an exceptional thing to have women inherit land. There was no father, no brother, etc. So our Mishnah is now saying that they actually inherited three portions in the land. And Mishnah says, Chelek Avihen, the portion of their father, Shayim Yotzi Mitzrayim, that he was amongst those that left Egypt. Bechelko im Echav Benichseya Chefer, and the Chelek of their father that he had with his brothers in the property of his father Chefer, so that part, v'shahay b'chor, and Tzalafchad himself was the firstborn, notel shnei chalakim, thereby getting two portions, the ratio meaning two for him and one for all of the brothers. Let's see what the Rav has to say here. Says the Rav, notel shlosha chalakim anachala, b'nachala say it's so. We're talking about not any other inheritance that we would do nowadays, that people do, not specifically this case of inheriting Eretz Yisrael. The Sover Haitana, this Tana holds, the Yotze Mitzrayim Nischalka, sorry, probably turn the page, the Yotze Mitzrayim Nischalka Ha'aretz. The land of Israel was divided up to those who came out of Egypt. That was the criteria. If you were a person that came out of Egypt, and then I suppose their families, because people that came out of Egypt all died in the desert. But the division was based on those that left Egypt. Iksiv L'Shemos Matos Avosam Incholu. By the names of the tribes of their fathers, they will inherit. Seemingly, so it relates back to tribal families that based off how they came out of Egypt. But Tzalafchad v'Chefer aviv shnehem notul chelik ba'aretz. Both Tzalafchad and his father Chefer would therefore get a portion of the land. Shemiyotz Mitzrayim hayu shnehem. They both actually came out of Egypt. Benotzlu benos Tzalafchad, probably seemingly Tzalafchad himself must have been young at that time, I mean, because he died in the desert, but he didn't die because of the sin of the spies. And everyone, the whole generation died because of the sin of the spies once they were 20 years of age and up. So he must have been younger than that, I'm just assuming. His father was in that generation that died. So, v'notzlu b'notz Tzalafchad chelek aviyem shayim agil l'b'art. So the daughters of Tzalafchad took their father's portion that would have been coming to him in Eretz Yisrael, and the portion that he would have gotten had he inherited his father, he did not because he died before all this, before Eretz Yisrael, same as his father also did, but he would have gotten a portion, in theory. And the portion of the fact that he's the firstborn, because he gets double the amount. And we hinted at this kasha when the Rav asked, even though they still hadn't inherited the land, obviously, and the firstborn doesn't get a double portion in that which will come to him after his father dies, meaning to say you have to be muchzak in it. Eretz Yisrael muchzak is haisa. Eretz Yisrael was muchzak. I believe that means over here that even though when Tzalafchad died, so they had not inherited the land, right? A bechor only gets double portion when the land is there and presently inherited. How could their daughters get any of that? Still, Eretz Yisrael is muchzakis, meaning to say that it was already pronounced as a Yerusha, as an inheritance, much earlier. So it considers everybody had already inherited their part, had a chazak on their part. Yeah, meaning so Tzalafchad's portion the daughters had a chazakah on, so to Chefer, I suppose. Seder. So that's this Mishnah about Tzalafchad. Let's do one more. Mishnah Dalad, Echad Ben ve'Echad Abbas Benachalam. The seemingly right now, we'll read the Rav, it seemingly means to say both males and females, sons and daughters, are the same in inheritance. Al Shabben notes to Bishnai Menechse Av, just that a son takes double the amount in his father's possessions. But it's not going to double the amount in his mother's. Babanos nizonos minichse av. Daughters are taken care of, provided for, from the property of their father. But they're not provided for from the property of their mother. So it's a bit misleading. We'll see the Rav. It sounds like any male gets twice over a female. So the Rav right away says not like that. Here's what it means. They are equal in the inheritance of the property of their mother, just like they are in the inheritance of the property of their father. There's no difference between inheriting the property of one's father or mother, except that a firstborn son will get twice the amount in his father's property. But he doesn't get that from his mother's property. That explains the first part. The second part of the Mishnah, the Rav doesn't comment on, but seemingly the pshat is that once the father dies, it's not that the property is transferred ownership-wise to the daughters, just that from the Tanai Ksuba, the assumed agreement in the Ksuba, it has to be there, is that the father's property will be used to take care of these daughters, right? And there's no such thing from their mother, really. The mother and father would be equal if not for the Tanai Ksuba, where the father agrees to do that. With his possessions, if should he die. But the mother has no obligation to take care of him. Okay, thanks for listening. We're going to continue.